Let's get to our guest. Homan Lee is with us, Asia macro strategist at Lombard ODA. We're going to take a look at some of the price action today. A lot of volatility with, first, the news report from AP that Russian missiles fired at Ukraine landed in Poland. Markets seem to be pretty resilient. Do you think that they are kind of underappreciating geopolitical risk right now?
Well, thank you for having me, Doc. Obviously, it seems that markets taking the view that this might have been an accidental strike on NATO territory, so it will lead to the discussions within the NATO about what to do in response. But I think there is a bit of understanding here that both sides, given the stakes of potential escalatory spiral, more measured response is quite likely, and this seems to be the market position now. It's very difficult to predict how this will evolve going forward. We really don't know, apart from the strike itself and the casualties, what the intent of the Russian side is. So far, they seem to be denying that this was intentional, but again, we'll have to see, digest the news after the dust settles down. For us, Europe is already adjusting for the absence of Russian pipeline gas supply. So this is done deal in our view. Going forward, they're going to depend more on gas from elsewhere. So for the energy markets, maybe it's less of a factor unless you have a massive escalation. But for the food, it's something that we're watching very thoroughly because, so far we have disruptions in chemical fertilizer production and, of course, the grain corridor deal that's still holding at the moment, but it could go away. So, if something happens on that front, it's going to be pretty tricky, especially for emerging markets. But so far, we don't have any new developments on that front. So that's mildly encouraging.
Well, let's stay with a geopolitical story. Yesterday's meeting between Presidents Biden and Xi, it seems as though there was the hope of warmer ties or a warmer relationship between these two superpowers. China now is making a move to support its economy. There's some relief being applied to both the property sector and to the COVID curbs. Are you more optimistic now that China is going to be able to recover, maybe on a better path than it would otherwise have been on a couple of months ago?
We're cautiously hopeful that we can avoid major escalation between the two countries in the near term. What's noteworthy is that China began to talk to the U.S. side despite the recent export controls on the semiconductor sector. So it highlights the willingness to talk and maybe reduce the tension a little bit. So because this appears to be more of an initiative from the Chinese side, we think there is a chance for this kind of, small rapprochement to hold between the two countries in the very near term. For the long run, we will continue to deal with the uncertainty surrounding Taiwan Strait and the tech competition between the two countries. But at least in the near term, now there seems to be a pretty decisive shift. A pragmatic shift on the Chinese side of the Pacific to focus more on the economy and basically avoid introducing new shocks to the economy. So that's modestly positive in our view.
So away from geopolitics, Homan, it's really about inflation and the response that central banks have been kind of creating to fight it. We know it's not just a Fed story. It's the Bank of Korea as well. It's the Reserve Bank of Australia. So a number of central bankers have been challenged to try to get it right here. First, do you think we're at the point of peak inflation? Are we past that maybe?
We are becoming more hopeful that we are past the peak inflation for key economies, starting with the U.S., but some parts of emerging markets. So, and of course, we're dealing with fairly tight labor markets, but the condition will change next year. We're actually slightly more cautious on unemployment rate trajectory compared to the consensus at the moment. So if we are right in the projection, then the macro rationale to stop rate hikes will be pretty strong. in early 2023, and therefore we're looking for consequential pivots in monetary policy in the middle of 2023, because you know by the middle of 2023, it will be very clear that there will be some damage for the real economy. So we are probably past the peak inflation. We are approaching peak rates in a few months' time, and that will really shift the tone in markets. We're not quite there yet. We still have some recession risks and geopolitical risks to digest in the near term. But 6 to 9 months from now, we're pretty certain that the tone of market conversation will be quite different.
Homan, really enjoyed the conversation. Thanks so much for making time to speak with us here on Daybreak Asia. Homan Lee is Asia macro strategist at Lombard Odier.